5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Lovely Tuesday evening, and we should, at some moment, be expecting some rain, some thunderstorms. We're going to see that through the evening and the overnight. They're going to be sort of pop-up things, not consistent. Hey, here's another fundraising issue, an ethical dilemma for Shannon Taylor, who is the Commonwealth's attorney in Henrico County and wants to be attorney general. Well, here's a problem. She has accepted $650,000 from Dominion. That's a lot of money. I mean, even for Dominion, $650,000, and 14 Democrats are saying this is at best a dicey ethical situation, because after all, if Shannon Taylor were to be elected attorney general, God help us all, but she would be responsible for overseeing Dominion Energy as a state regulated utility. Wow. That sure does seem like a conflict of interest, don't you think? I think even at the local level, as the CA for Henrico, $650,000 from Dominion? That's a lot of money. Goodness gracious. Are they covering their bets, by the way? Because normally companies like that, you know, they donate to everybody. Everybody. But, you know, they've got some favorites here. It's a little bit like me and the kids. I mean, I love all my kids equally, but I still love Julia the most. But there you have it. Hey, a couple of things that I do need you to take a listen to. I want you to take a listen to this media montage that we've put together. CNN and MSNBC, who, you know, are hacks, just tremendous hacks, and they are busy covering the L.A. riots. But, well, gosh, they've got a unique way of seeing it. Cut number one.
Despite the Trump administration's calling the protests lawless, Los Angeles police said Saturday's demonstrations remained peaceful.
Most of the crowds, again, that I saw, that I spoke to, that I was interacting with, these are peaceful people that want to get their message across.
The vast majority of these actions have been peaceful, and that there are lots of folks just trying to be heard on the streets in and around L.A.
You have a number of, it appears, peaceful protesters. We didn't see any weapons or sticks or anything.
So far, everything here is peaceful.
Some peaceful demonstrators.
People are demonstrating, and there's a lot of peaceful demonstration, but there are people that obviously are just upset.
Why does this situation justify the president bypassing California's governor entirely? Governor Newsom says that the National Guard, at least sending them, is purposely inflaming and will only escalate tensions there.
Let's remind our viewers that this administration pardoned more than 1,500 people convicted in the January 6th attack.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. Hey, remember Terry Moran? Terry Moran, who, well, he pretended to be a news reporter at ABC for years. He was like their chief White House guy, chief political guy. Yeah, rock solid journalist, Jeff. Yeah, they just fired him because of his most recent posting on X about President Trump's counselor, President Trump's assistant, I forget what his official title is, but Stephen Miller, special advisor, whatever it is. Terry Moran just had this absolutely vile, disgusting tweet, but it told everybody what he really thought, what he really felt, and we saw it. We saw it up close and personal, and even ABC News, which is not exactly known for their high journalistic standards, said that's too much even for us. Locally, an ABC affiliate out in L.A., Channel 7, this is a piece of priceless audio. This is one of their local reporters. Jerome, we're headed into that soggy salad category. But cut number one from L.A.
Large group of people. It could turn very volatile if you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive multimedia confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
Yeah, how about that? Wow. How about that? We have what I think is a priceless piece of audio. We've got just enough time here. Tom Homan, Tom Homan, who you just heard me talking with Tony Pham about him. Tom Homan, I have had the chance to hang out with off the record, if you will, a number of times. He's a great guy. And he is just an old school cop, period, end of story. Now, he's brilliant. And man, he knows federal law like nobody's business, but he really is just an old style cop. So he was on with Fox News the other day. It's a little bit longer than we would normally play, but you got to take a listen to this. Cut number seven.
He's a tough guy. Why doesn't he do that? He knows where to find me. The hell is this guy? Come after me. Arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn. But I care about my community, and I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot some kid? He's afraid of him, right? You going to shoot an elected official? If you shoot me, you better shoot straight. I don't know why you're in my city. You did. The governor was not contacted.
Tom, what's your response?
Well, first of all, it's just ridiculous. That reporter from MSNBC, he's a joke. He's a dishonest reporter. What we discussed was, for those protesters that cross the line, I've said it many times, you can protest, you get your First Amendment rights. But when you cross that line, you put hands on an ICE officer, or you destroy property, or I say that you impede law enforcement, or you're knowingly harboring, concealing illegal alien, that's a crime. And the Trump administration is not going to tolerate it. You cross that line, we're going to see prosecution in the Department of Justice. Then the reporter asked me, well, could Governor Newsom or Mayor Bass be arrested? I said, well, no one's above the law. If they cross the line and commit a crime, absolutely they can. So there was no discussion about arresting Newsom. And so, you know, what he's done, he's failed that state. He waited 2 days of that city burning and people getting hurt, officers being assaulted, before he made any declaration of an unlawful assembly. He's late to the game. President Trump isn't late to the game. Men and women, our ICE are not late to the game. And let's make this clear. I keep hearing this term, ICE raids. What happened with how this riot started is that ICE was serving a series of criminal warrants at a business being investigated for money laundering, customs fraud, and serious violations on sending money to criminal cartels that in Colombia, Mexico, that fund cartel activities in the United States. It's a part of an overall conspiracy that ICE is investigating. So we were arresting bad people. We were enforcing laws and following up on a serious criminal investigation on cartel financing. So that's exactly what ICE did. And ICE took a lot of bad people off the street that day. We arrested a sexual predator, we arrested gang members, we arrested somebody that had an armed robbery conviction. So we made L.A. safer. The men and women of ICE, the men and women of the Border Patrol made L.A. safer that day. But you're not hearing any of this. All you hear is a rhetoric about ICE being racist, about ICE being Nazis and terrorists. And Governor Newsom feeds that. Just like Hakeem Jeffries feeds it, that he's going to unmask ICE agents. And the members of Congress who keep feeding this rhetoric, they're the ones that are causing this riot. Because they don't listen to the truth about what the men and women of ICE are doing. We're keeping our promise to American people to make these streets safe again. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And we're not going to stop doing it.
Wow. Is that not a guy you would follow into battle? I'm telling you that right now. He is exactly who he seems to be. Exactly who he seems to be. When you had Gavin Newsom at the beginning of it talking about tough guy. I got news for you, Gavin. Tom Homan, at his age, could take you any day of the week. You are the quintessential pretty boy. I don't think Gavin Newsom has ever been in a scuffle his entire life. I really don't. Tom Homan has had to scrap. Tom Homan has been out there on the street as a cop and then on the border as part of the Border Patrol and then rising up through the ranks. I mean, it's amazing what he has accomplished. But he still has the same mindset today that he had when he started out as a cop in upstate New York. You know, these are the laws. I don't get to enforce the laws I like. I enforce the laws that are on the books. You can talk to a lot of people who are in law enforcement. Local, state, federal. And they'll all make it very clear to you. We do not get to choose which laws we enforce. These are the laws. Our duty is to enforce those laws. And if you are breaking those laws, well, We're going to have some sort of an interaction. It's just that simple. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.